Nah, kalau kita mau membersihkan kota ini dengan bersih, kita harus tangkap mereka.
So, goddamn, man.
Dude.
I don't even know where to start.
Dude, the raid.
Yeah.
The raid too, man.
Two.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Good night, everybody. People, I gotta say this right now. Now, people are gonna be like, you snobbish bastards, you two, whatever. Well, we are part of the darkness, but if you don't live in LA or you can't attend South by Southwest, where it's the only film festival it's showing at right now, I feel so sorry for you.
Oh, and, man, it's a crime. That is a crime against humanity if you're not able to watch this movie.
Because that, god damn!
Yeah. Man, there are not enough words in the English language to express my love for this film.
Man, I don't even think we're gonna give a review. I think this movie is gonna be like, hey, you remember that scene when because even after we saw the movie, we were just like talking about it. It was just like, man, that hallway scene. You remember that scene where they was in the kitchen, and then that scene they did. Fast and Furious ain't got shit on this movie.
No, this movie has consequences.
I was telling Cody, I seen that same car accident happen in Fast and Furious. Remember the loot? I think it was Tyrese's car. Flipped over and through that building, flipped all the way over or whatever. And he came in the next scene without a single scratch. And this one, a dude flew out the window. So, yeah, like Cody said, tons of consequences.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy,
how are they? Oh, you want to give a plus nozzle or should I?
I'll let you handle that.
All right. I'll do this at my best then, because we going to fuck some names up, people. Like Cody, we were just talking about, the only name I remember was Rama.
And Yuko, but apparently IMDb is Yukok, so I don't know what that's all about.
Apparently they didn't like his ass. It's like,
whiny little bitch.
It's like, fuck this dude. Gonna show him. Oh, and of course we remember like the signature characters, baseball guy and
baseball boy and Hammer Girl.
Hammer Girl, yes. Which, like Cody said, Hammer Girl is fine as fuck, whatever. And it's even better that bitch couldn't talk neither, so.
Fuck me, I fuck you.
Yeah. She had a man leading her way. He just yank her ass and be like, bitch, come on, let's go. Alright, so. Well, you know what? This movie follows right after the first one. Like, picks up literally right. I mean, I guess before I get a plot, the one thing it does do is it shows, like, previews. Well, not even previews, like, clips of what's going to happen later in the film. I thought they handled that pretty well.
I would agree with that.
But, yeah, it picks up right after the first one. Rama's talking to, what was those guys? They were DEA agents or some shit like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe there was something like that. And they pretty much murder his two surviving guys that he came out that place with.
It wastes no time.
It wastes no fucking time.
Had no loose ends.
How many bullets did they stick in that one dude? Like, shit. And I like he tried to rock over to Rama and be like, hey, stay cool, man. Stay cool. The fuck you mean just stay cool? You stuck 7 bullets in this dude sitting next to me. Got every right to freak out right now. So he pretty much offers Rama a deal. He's like, hey, look here. You come work for me, we'll put you pretty much, they won't even know you made it out of here alive, whatever. We'll protect your family and all this. Rama's like, nah, I don't want no part of this shit. Did you see the shit I just went through? And they looked at him and said, yeah, that was nothing. That was small fish.
That was child's play.
Yeah, exactly. That was child's play. That was practice. Okay. Yes. That was your training. You made it. Welcome to the NYPD, the HKPD. Indonesian police department, whatever the fuck. And he's like, nah. He pretty much still says no. I think it was to the point where they killed his brother.
Yeah, that's what it opens up with.
Yeah, I can't remember the.
They didn't get Sacha Baron Cohen, so they got double to form.
I think the name of the goddamn, I can't remember the name of the gangster. I want to say Jakarta or some shit like that.
No, his name was Benjo, I think.
Banjo, yeah. You remember the name of his gang?
No.
There were so many mafias going on in here.
Yeah,
like,
there were all kinds of syndicates and whatnot. It's kind of hard to keep up with that.
Only thing that was missing was Alex Cross from this. Because there was so much double-crossing at the end of this movie. I mean, god.
Oh, man, I love that put his ass in there and see him get brutally mauled.
He'd be like, I seen his soul. I seen it oozing out of his body.
I just be able to finish the sentence.
He'd be like, what that nigga just say to us? I mean, that last 30 minutes, they should have just called that, hey, this is where the double-crossing began, because everybody double-crossed everybody. But, yeah, so they killed his brother, Rama's brother, and the same dude from the first one, obviously. And I guess this is pretty much where he kind of teams up with him just to get revenge on these guys, but also to bring down the crooked cops that's running the place as well. So this guy's plan is like, okay, just beat up this guy right here, spend a couple of months in prison, and learn about the son of this big, I guess I want to say drug, but I guess mafia-style boss leader. And
politicians, weren't they?
Yeah. That's the guy beat up. Apparently he's a politician or something like that, or who Rama beat up and shit like that to meet Ukok sucker, little bitch. The only thing he was good for was beating up on women and shit. Hey, did he stick that microphone up that bitch's vagina though?
Sing at the same time.
It was like, what? Did he want her vagina to queef on that shit? What is it? Queef for me, bitch. I like how she tried to give. I wanted to ask you that, but I just forgot about it. I was like, did he stick that microphone up her shit?
Man, it would be perfect if he said, you owe me a queef.
People, it's the darkness reviews, baby. It's the darkness reviews. So, it pretty much, you know what, all you get is, I guess you could say it's one of those typical stories. Guy works for the mafia undercover. I thought at one point he was probably going to team up with them and find out that the cops or even the guy he was working for was crooked or something like that, like they usually do. But then they kind of find out that everybody's just crooked in this place.
Everybody's a two-faced son of a bitch.
Yeah, you can't trust nobody.
Hey, don't trust anybody.
No, because Rama is fucked, dude. I mean, and that's pretty much the story here. And then, you know, as we get deeper into the story, this one has a lot of story into it, actually.
Yeah, that was one of the surprises for the film, because it was a lot more plot-driven than the previous film.
And let me ask you a question. You saw the first one. Obviously, you saw the first one. Do you think that they was like, we're more than an action film here. Our action is beautiful here, but we actually have a story to tell as well in this film.
I see that, yeah.
Let me ask you another question. What did you think of the story?
I thought it was decent, and it was anything like groundbreaking per se.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it got the job done. It did what it needed to do. Obviously, the main focus here is the action set pieces.
Oh my god!
Boy, oh boy!
The action. Man, that beginning action scene is intense as shit, where he's sitting in the bathroom stall. Yes.
Oh my god, dude. I love the way that was shot, how it kept going back and forth.
Cody, let me ask you a question. How the fuck are they able to film a goddamn bathroom stall fight, and yet we can't film a goddamn action scene in a goddamn battlefield or something like that?
This, not to mention the car sequence, which we'll get onto later.
Oh my god. This third world fucking country did better action shit than we ever did. Couldn't believe some of the shit I was just seeing. They knew how to work camera angles and everything. The camera angle in that bathroom, they kept the camera up on the roof.
Yeah.
And then every now and then they would zoom in on the guy just to see who's coming in the bathroom stall or whatever. I was just like, obviously this guy's not a dumbass who's filming this.
No, dude. They know how to frame their shots more than considerably well.
Oh.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh, but it's so intense, that first fight scene, though, because they got that music. You hear the inmates chanting in the background.
Yeah, it's cool, because you don't quite know what's going on at first.
Yeah.
Is that like a dream, or what is this?
Because that's when the story is kind of broken up in parts, and they're trying to put it together as one, is doing some Inception shit going on. Like, you got to put the pieces of the puzzle together. And as, like, Rama is talking to the police officers that he's about to work for and shit, they got these scenes of him just sitting in the stall, just nodding his head, balling his fist up and shit, and people are like, they're doing some Dark Knight Rises chant in the background and shit. That shit. Rise. It's funny because he did rise. He rised off that stall. And like Unko says, he makes 17 of his men look embarrassing. I'm sorry.
Hey, just fucking light work, man.
Oh man, that fight scene, dude. Like, you could literally take the fight scenes out of this movie and put it in one reel, and you wouldn't even know what's going on in the movie, and you would still say this is an A-plus movie right here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because the fight scenes get more intense as they go on.
Yeah, dude, they step it up each and every fight scene, dude. It is absolutely mind-blowing.
I think that's pretty much what the rest of this review we're going to talk about now. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember. I think the next one was the mud one, right?
Yes.
That's where me and you first started laughing, is when that big dude was holding on one of the cops and they just like clubbed his ass.
And he was just shrugging it off. Can't be facing
that. He was twitching a little bit, but the rest of him was just like, "That all you got, nigga? Fresh meat, nigga." Oh, but that was even intense, too, because even in this prison scene, I still didn't know what was about to happen, because this is where pretty much Rama almost teams up with Unko to earn his trust and shit.
Right.
And I'm looking at you, too. It does say you cock on here, so I don't know what the fuck is going on. So, you know, that's where he pretty much gains trust. And then you see him, once again, it's prison inmates making noise in the background. You see three dudes walking slowly with a knife in their hand. The cops are looking above. And then you see him slowly moving this broomstick off. I was like, man, they know how to build intensity for a fight.
Yes. Well, with like the sound design and the music, how they interplay that, it's just...
Yeah. It's one of the best. If I have to say anything, I think what makes this better than the first one is that the fights are longer.
Yeah.
They're more intense.
They've been more grandiose as well.
Yeah, that's another good thing, too, because the fights in the first one, they never really felt like there was a boss. Mm-hmm. And in this one, you feel like each one is a potential threat to Rama.
Yeah.
And it almost looked like he's about to die in this movie.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, five times.
Oh, we got to talk about the one where... I believe it was the police officers came after Rama and shit. Mm-hmm. And he ran out the police car and then he threw that hot miso soup on that. That was my favorite scene in the movie, too.
Oh, wow.
People, man. There's a scene in the movie where Rama is beating up, like, I guess crooked police officers and stuff like that are attacking him in, like, I guess his Chinese noodle shop. And he's beating their asses and shit. One thing you learn about the Raiders, they'll throw any random thing they can.
Throw any fucking thing. Water bottle, a crate.
A chair. And the funny thing is, they don't ever hit a damn thing with them. They just randomly throw these things. And then, but you see one dude just standing there, and Rama picks up this, like, a pot of just, like, hot misos and throws this dude is sizzling like some goddamn bacon. He's over here screaming. He's like, I think he just passed out from pain because Rama didn't hit his ass afterwards.
The dude was frozen in place. He wasn't going anywhere. Oh,
that one had me seriously laughing. Oh, but man, people are just like, damn, that sounds entertaining. But people, we ain't done yet because, oh my God. What? I'm trying to think of some more before we get to these last ones because, okay, there's a train scene. We meet Hammer Girl and Baseball Kid.
Oh, yes.
Baseball Batman. Now, Baseball Batman, we just thinking he going to beat people's ass with a baseball bat. No. Which is what we see at the beginning of the film. But this
thing. This dude literally plays baseball with people's heads.
I don't know who those two dudes was in that warehouse he was in, but they didn't notice his ass. And I remember looking at Cody and going, really? Come on now. And he just takes out a baseball, and you see, and they do a close-up on the two guys that are talking. All you see is a baseball come and knock this dude out right here. He calmly tells the guy, hey, pass me the ball back.
Right.
The guy throws the ball
away from him.
And he says, you shouldn't have done that. And he just pounds his dude head. Whenever they shoot somebody, they shoot for the head. And my God, do they show like the whole head just like caving in and shit like that.
Oh, yes. They show the head and all of his head. anatomical glory in this movie.
Yeah, exactly. I gotta give, a lot of people were talking about that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. It's like, oh, they show a lot of blood and guts. Like, nah, you ain't seen blood and guts until you seen The Raid 2.
You see a dude rip somebody's head off. Early the pitch sequence, they were, I came that dude, I just see a grip.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh shit. Hey, you wanna know something? I just looked up this director, Gareth Evans. Oh,
yes.
The King. Apparently he's doing a Raid 3. So there is a Raid 3. It got a green light. They don't have a date for it or anything like that. You've got to be fucking kidding me, dude. How the hell can they top this now? Oh my god. If they do our idea of throwing Batman and James Bond in there, how about that? Yeah. This dude needs to seriously get on a superhero film, and more likely a superhero film that doesn't have powers, and I'm talking about
Batman.
Yes.
Yes.
I would love to see a prequel movie. Or if they have to reboot it, because obviously they are, obviously. But if they had to reboot it, though, and start all over, I would fucking love to see Batman versus Deathstroke in a live-action fight.
We need to make that a campaign right now. Gareth Evans for Batman.
Yeah, rated R, too. Only that should be...
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, fuck it. It's like, oh, we only make those kind of movies PG-13 to get an audience. It's Batman. People gonna come see it anyway. Rated R or not, it ain't gonna make a difference. But, well, if you recall, before we get to the ending, before the ending fight, what was your favorite fight scene?
Before the ending.
I laughed a lot at the miso soup one. Even the ball guy. I think the Hammer Girl train scene had to be my favorite, though.
Okay. Man, that's a tough one. Cause we even talk about that club one either.
Oh, what was that dude's name? I fucking forgot his name.
Was it Panko?
Yeah, he was like the main boss from the, well, not even the main boss, but he was the main best fighter from the first one.
Right, and I think he's a completely different character in this one, right?
Yeah, he plays a different character, and the dude is like, when he comes on screen, people are laughing. He looks like goddamn Predator Hunter or something like that. Walking around looking like goddamn homeless Michael Myers in Indonesia or something like that. He's got a machete and shit. But I guess he gets like, he gets double crossed himself because, you know, the Ukok, whatever the fuck his name is now, he pretty much tries to, I guess,
sabotage all his father's ties.
Yeah, because he wants to take over the fight. He's like, you know, we need to be more aggressive and shit like that. And they set this guy, which I thought that was a tight ass scene, dude. I ain't never said that in a while. Tight ass.
Scene. Around, they made P1 say tight.
Tight. It was tight. It was super tight. Because you see the scene where the dude's like, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom because I got to take a piss. Dude closes his eye because he's reminiscing about his child, you know. Yep. He's having a minute. He closes his eye. He opens it up. You hear this music in the background and shit. The music cuts off and it's an empty club. So you're thinking, once again, is he having a dream or something like this?
Yeah.
And you just see this club filled up with tons of people who get their asses handed. This dude was no matter what they did to him, he just kept getting back up. Just like in the first one, they could not keep his ass down.
Stabbed, mauled, clawed.
And that's when we meet one of the three main henchmen that are like probably like Hammer Girl, Baseball Batman. I don't remember this guy's name. I don't even remember hearing his name, to be honest.
I don't think they ever said his name.
Could it be the assassin? I'm looking it up on IMDb right now.
That wouldn't make sense.
It's above Baseball Batman, but he's supposed to be the best out of all of them. Because he even beats the shit out of Rama's ass one moment. So you're thinking like, you know these two gonna fight again. You know it's gonna be epic or something like that. And well, he kills this dude.
Yeah, that was a beautiful scene, though.
That was. I ain't gonna lie. Even the blood hitting in the foot puddles.
Yeah.
Fucking beautiful. So now we got Ramos coming up. He's like, look, he saves one guy after the whole. Oh, when they kill his father, dude. I forgot about that.
Fucking bitch ass Uko.
Bitch ass Uko kills his father, but I gotta say it was the most beautiful shot I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And they even show you the face, how one eyeball was hanging out of the eye. Yeah. I was like, oh my god.
Back of his head looks like.
Dude. People were probably like, damn, man, I got to see this shit. I got. Sorry, you don't live in LA. So pretty much the I think it was Andy, it was the right hand man of the boss man. He's pretty much say, in this badass car scene. You know what? I take it back.
Oh my fucking, that car chase, dude.
Best car chase ever.
Yes.
Best car chase ever. I mean, the camera techniques to get all these angles they got.
Oh, man.
Cody, go ahead and describe that. What was your initial reaction when you first saw this?
Dude, I'm speechless. There are not enough words, man.
The best thing about this is it's a martial arts action comedy at that, too, because...
Oh, yeah.
Every fight scene, dude, is hilarious.
Yeah.
There is something in there thrown in there funny. There's when Rama kicks one of the guys out of the car... His head is dangling out, and then this car door opens up, and he just, like, sweeps his ass off, and he gets ran over to...
one of the motorcyclists, they got on, what's that dude's name, Eka?
Eka, yeah.
Yeah. He was trying to hang on, remember?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember that.
He just fucked his whole face up.
And he takes a fucking Uzi on his ass, points it right to his motorcycle helmet, right, and just...
Like,
He fires the empty the clip out on his ass. All you see
is glass and gristle.
Gristle. And Alex Cross. I see his face. He ain't seeing nobody's faces now. That shit is done. Oh my god. It was That had to be the best car. I mean, if I had to say anything, Rush is the best car movie I've ever seen, as far as showing. But if you want to go like action, as far as what to do with cars and martial arts and cars and everything like that, man, this one is gonna be hard for me to watch an action film this year.
Yeah, dude, when you can successfully film an action scene between five people in a single car.
Oh, and here's the thing. You can see everything that happens, too.
You can see every little thing.
I mean, I don't know how much time he took just on shooting this one fucking scene alone, but this shit was impressive right here. I mean, and once again, I go back to why I think it's better than the first one is that you're probably thinking, like, well, you saying it's long. I mean, the action scenes are long, but do they drag out to the point where it's like, okay, I get it now. No, you kind of want them to get... That car scene could have went on for another 10 minutes. I would have been happy.
I would have been... Perfectly satisfied.
Because, once again, they just amp it up to another level here.
Yeah.
And Andy's last words is, because he was an undercover cop as well, he's pretty much telling him, look here, man, you ain't never going to be free. No matter if you run away, hide, do what you got to do, only way you're going to be free is you kill them all.
Yeah.
And that's when my murder boner raised.
People, I saw it.
Yeah, exactly. Cody said, what the fuck is happening to you? I was like, I'm getting red with envy. The ground started shaking and shit, and I was just like, murder boner. You know, the best thing about this movie was the audience, too.
Oh my god, dude. This is the greatest audience I've been in since The Avengers, probably.
Yeah, same here, man. The audience, man, they were just on the chick that we were sitting by, I saw her get closer. She was moving. She was edging out of her seat, dude. She was getting closer in that car chain. I was looking at her. And I was just like, you hear people in the background constantly. Every scene, you hear somebody going, oh, ooh, damn.
You see that motherfucker? He was in front of us to the right.
Yeah.
He was squirming his ass off.
Oh, especially the dude behind us. Dude, that dude was damn near breathing in my ear and shit. He was just... I heard him constantly say, this is how you shoot action. This is action. This is real. Oh. Now, this is where I'm going to bring our buddy Wayne up. Wayne recently told me that people only make movies because movies are cash grabs. Wayne, you go see Raid 2 and you tell me if they made this to be a cash grab. Because this was art. This was fucking art. People were probably like, y'all haven't even got to the fucking end yet. Yeah.
Oh. Just wait, people. Just wait.
Cody, where do we start? Okay, first of all, Rama drives a car.
That was cool how they set it up, too. You didn't even realize where the hell he was at.
Yeah.
He just, like, got off the phone immediately. Then, boom, car.
You thinking he's going to have, like, a montage driving across a bridge with music playing in the background? But no, as soon as he gets on the phone, it's like, if my wife and kid are protected, keep it that way. Goodbye. I like Rama's fighting style, too, because he fights as if he's aggressive, but yet he's panicked as well. because he always kind of hesitates a little bit and kind of steps back and before he strikes. And I like his fighting style. I think it was a very unique fighting style that you, especially when you let this motherfucker loose in a warehouse full of idiot thugs. Oh my god, dude! I am constantly laughing at that. Like I'm suspense. I'm thrilled. There's drama in here. I mean, between the father and son here. I mean, there is everything you want in a movie in this movie, pretty much of genre. Where do we begin with the last? Okay.
Yeah, man.
Okay, we'll start with this one. The baseball what? Man and Hammer Girl.
In the hallway, dude.
Perfect. It was fucking beautiful. I never wanted a bitch to die like she did. But I didn't want her to die that way. He took the hammer, grabbed it around her neck, and sliced it up to where you see two hammer marks coming up her throat and hitting her nose. And Baseball Batman lost his shit, but then lost his brain at the same time. His eyeballs, his gums. Because in this fight scene, Rama takes that baseball bat and I don't even know how that's possible. He hit him so hard in the fucking head, the baseball bat stayed in his head.
Came one with the bat.
It's like you can't purchase one without the other, you know? That's a 2-for-1 deal. You want the baseball. Oh, yeah, didn't he throw that ball at him first? I'll take that back. And I think he threw it back at him or something. Like, he did something or whatever. He just threw it away. And he was like,
he just walks up to him.
You made a mistake. Yeah, you made a mistake, bro. Got your head smashed in. Now, here we go, man. Best fight scene in the movie.
This might be the best fight scene of all time.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I don't think anything. Dude, I'm telling you, man. I feel sorry for the next action movie I got to review.
That might sound like hyperbole or whatnot, but I'm going to say it, man. This might be the single greatest fight scene.
It's the single greatest. And this is the longest one, too.
Yes.
And it could have went on for another 5 minutes, and I would have been like, this is... You should have seen people in this audience, people. People were standing up, clapping. They were... The girl sitting there, she was damn near out of her seat on the... Hanging on the back of the chair. People was going, oh, ooh, constantly. Even me, seeing it a second time, I was still going, damn! The fight scene he gets with the, I guess I'm guessing it's the assassin guy, one of the best fighter in the movie, along with Rama. They go at it in one of the best, like Cody said, the best fight scene.
Yeah, man.
I've ever seen.
Yeah, I love how the fight scene is paced too. At the beginning, they're kind of like playful with each other. Kind of
yeah. Set each other up. I like another thing, they use the elements.
Yeah.
Which was funny as hell. And then that's when the assassin dude pulled those two blades he had. I don't know what those things are called, to be honest. And Rama ends up getting one. And these two go at a stabbing fest.
Yes.
Of just stabbing galore. I matter of fact, we all stood up and applauded, if I'm not mistaken.
Everybody.
The movie ain't even over. We gave it a standing ovation. That was beautiful. Everybody was whistling, clapping. I was blown away by this scene personally. I'm speechless right now personally. I would go back just to see that one fight scene again.
Dude, that could be a movie in and of itself.
That could be a short.
Ending, a middle, and an end.
Where the fuck was Ray Stevenson at in this movie though? That's what Rama needed. He needed the Punisher as a partner. That's what it was. That was his problem. He needed a Punisher. He wouldn't have said shit. Oh, and that black dude should have been there. God damn it, Rama! Oh, Jesus Christ! Imagine if Rama would have had that nigga as a partner.
I don't know if I would have last.
He wouldn't have last. Can't even last without with the Punisher. Imagine last of this shit. They would have hung his ass. They got us some dark meat in this motherfucker. Make some chicken fried rice out of his ass. Whatever the fuck we eat in Indonesia. I want to say this one more time. Third world country making better films than we are. How the fuck is that possible?
Yeah, what the fuck, America?
It's insulting. I was really insulted watching this movie. I was just like, ugh. To wrap things up, people. Man, even this scene was a badass. I mean, the son pretty much loses his shit.
Yeah.
Murders people. But Rama takes one of those blades, throws at him. and comes out of nowhere, dodges a shotgun miss, cuts that motherfucker right open. The most beautiful shot ever. And to wrap things up, it ends, no dialogue, it's silent, you can see the words speaking from the mouth, whatever, the music is playing in the background. You just like, this guy's all bloodied up, he's been shot and everything. Yep. He's just like, is he about to die right here, what's going on? And he's talking, and you can already tell from whether these mobsters, other mobsters asked, hey, why don't you join us? And it just ends with him just saying, no.
Done
with this shit. Yeah, I'm done with this shit. I like how they just like, damn, join us, man. He's like, nigga, do you not see me? Damn, can I take a vacation first?
I've been through for the last 3 years.
Exactly, 3 years. You see these motherfuckers on the ground right here?
Yeah.
I like how they all was just in a shock of amazement, though.
Yeah.
They all had, like, baseball bats and pipes and shit like that, and they just see this one guy coming out with no weapons at all.
Yeah.
They're all, like, in was just like, damn. That nigga, even Batman was on the pole out there. He's just like, fuck. That motherfucker belongs in Arkham. Cody, my man, what else do you have to say about this movie?
Oh, man, what else is there to say, man? I think, like I said, it's really hard to put this movie in words. I haven't had an experience like this in quite some time.
Mm-hmm. My final thoughts before I give my rating, oh, Cody, what would you give it? See it running straight at streaming or fuck it? How about it?
I'm going to give it a new rating, actually.
Oh.
People, the rate two. See the fuck out of this movie.
See the fuck out of it. Hey, Cody, only problem is they can't. They're probably like, fuck you guys. Matter of fact, I had someone text me, it's like, it's playing at that theater? You guys just like, man, you live in LA. How could you not know this? Just look it up, dude. Yeah, before I give my rating, I give my final thoughts. Like Cody said, the plot is nothing like groundbreaking. It's a good enough story to keep things moving as far as what's going on here. I think it gets more credit for a simple fact that the first one is almost kind of just an action film. There's really no story to it. I give this one credit that they actually said, you know, we're not going to not only amp the antics here, but we're actually going to add a story to it. So they put work into it. I kind of appreciate that as well. I wish I could say dialogue was great, but I don't understand that language. Action scenes are amazing. Some of the best action scenes I've ever seen. I mean, a lot of action movies this year is going to have to step their game up, because like Cabin in the Woods did for horror movies, as far as making fun of it and me looking at horror movies now, I just like, yeah, you kind of are stupid now. Look, this set the bar for action films for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think every action director out there, Transformers 4... You need to follow this plot line of martial arts. I can't believe this actually was made to him. I can't believe this doesn't have 100% or something like that, for the love of God. Yeah. I'm with Cody there. I'm giving it not only a high seed, I'm going to give it a seed the fuck out of this movie.
Yes, people. Whatever you have to do to see this movie, do it.
Yes, please do, because God damn!
that pretty much sums it up right there.
You remember that motherfucking scene where he was like, Got me looking like Black Dynamite right now. Like, Oh, man, yeah, so, hey, people, go see the fucking movie. I don't give a damn how you gotta see it. Bootleg it, fucking stream it, find it at torrent or whatever. Even though we're supposed to not endorse that. Or but the darkness does, so never mind. The darkness don't give a fuck. See this movie, people.
Yes.
See it. Yes.